Hey, you're not alone over there, by the way. The new girl has arrived. She'll be called that for a while, I guess.
Aww.
Her real name is Michelle, but...
Yes.
For those who are wondering, yeah, she has arrived. The grooming process is now underway.
I've given her plenty of warnings for plenty of...
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying.
All right.
We'll leave it at that.
It sounds good.
She will be working with you.
She has been warned. Disclaimers have been read.
That's right.
And everything else. Hey, recent studies, Shauna, you ready?
Ready.
This may come in handy later this summer for folks who were planning a flight and maybe go on vacation or so. They say you should probably book your flight anywhere between 70 and 90 days before you plan on leaving in order to get that best price.
Is that the official timeline?
That, according to the Transportation Department, figures just released by them. Although folks nowadays, they have alert finders out there.
Right.
And every time, you know, the lowest price comes up, you get alerted to it. But they say anywhere between that 70, 90-day period before your vacation is planned, that's the best time to look if you want to get the best price. Maybe that's just them saying that because, you know, they want you to go there when they... jack up the prices for it.
I have heard 6 weeks is kind of the 6 weeks on like a Tuesday or something like that.
6 weeks on a Tuesday,
yeah,
at 2:03 p.m.
Check on Tuesday mornings.
Is the best time. Also, new figures from the Transportation Department. A record last year, 965 million folks flew in airplanes in 2017. That's an increase of almost 4% from 2016. The airports that were the busiest, you want to hear these?
Yeah.
Stay away from these airports. I've been to one on this list, and it was a nightmare. Just one time I was here, and that's Chicago O'Hare.
Oh.
But that's not the busiest.
Really?
The busiest out of all the major airports throughout the United States, Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. They had the most passengers last year in 2017.
It's a pretty popular stop.
It's a big hub, right?
Stopover, yeah.
LAX, Los Angeles International Airport, was second, and then Chicago's O'Hare was third. Chicago has two airports, don't they? O'Hare and a smaller one, something.
Yeah. I got stuck at O'Hare overnight one time.
Ooh.
And just imagine all of those flights that come and go completely stopped.
What was
with
the deal?
All of those bad weather.
Weather?
Yeah, I flew out for spring break, and of course we had like an inch of snow on the ground, and so they started delaying. That inch turned into 3 inches, so they started canceling, and those people had nowhere to go.
Yeah,
big old party in
so
Chicago.
So you were in a hairy situation at
pretty
Chicago's
much.
O'Hare Airport. See what I did there?
Right.
New York's Kennedy Airport, the most international passengers there for New York City. They claim... that top spot. Okay, airlines that folks flew on the most. I know you want to know these, right? The top three airlines from last year, 2017. Number three, you had American Airlines. You ever been on an American Airlines flight?
I have. Yeah, one of the best flights ever, actually.
Really? Your experience was
Well, it was one
great.
Of those like giant jumbo jets that where they still served food, and I had like four seats to myself.
Oh, look at you.
So that doesn't happen very often. It was
no.
a red-eye flight.
Second place, Delta Airline. Never been on a Delta flight. Been on American. Been on this number one, which I will reveal in a minute, but never been on Delta Air. You want to guess what the number one airline is? In terms of passengers they carried and transported.
I'm gonna go with Southwest.
You are correct, Shauna Berkey. Southwest Airlines.
Is that because bags fly free?
Probably. Probably. United not on here because remember the past few weeks, they'll kill your pet, apparently.
Right.
Or do damage. Or send your pet to Japan. That was the one story I talked about.
Oh, I missed that one.
Southwest Airlines, again, carried the most passengers. I don't know how many years it's been in a row for them. But they're one of the more popular airlines. You didn't hear about that story? The dog that was... this family was traveling from the Pacific Northwest. I don't know, Seattle, Oregon, somewhere up there. And they were traveling to Kansas. And they wanted to fly their dog.
Mm-hmm.
Problem was, United took their dog not to Kansas, but crossed the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, snap.
All the way to Japan. Like a 16-hour flight, no food, no water for this dog.
Oh, yeah. Poor little pooch.
Yeah, poor little pooch indeed. It was a big dog, too, not some little, you know, some little ankle biter.
Yeah.
It was a big dog. But anyways, recent studies for you right there. Fly, if you will. Make sure you book in time. Are you flying this summer? Any plans to go?
I don't. I love to fly, though, so any chance that I get, I would prefer flying over driving.
You know me, I'm somewhat of a control freak, right?
Mm-hmm.
You aware of that?
I've heard rumors.
I don't like flying, one, because that simple thing, just like I don't like being a passenger in a car. Because I'm not in control of everything. And I can't see, you know, what's going on out in front of me. Even though I know we're in great hands.
Right.
And what's the saying? I don't know if it's a statistical proven thing or not, but you're more likely to get in an accident on the way to the airport than you are your plane to crash.
See, that's what I like about it, though. Maybe that's my mom vantage, because, you know, as a mom, when you're planning vacations, or, you know, whether it's you and the hubby taking a nice little getaway, whether it's the whole family, the mom is planning it. They're getting directions, they're packing clothes, and how nice to just hop on a plane and all you got to do is order your drink and some peanuts.
And what's Buck do? Carry all the luggage and tell kids, sit down, Madeline, Sophia. Hey, have you ever flown with your children at a young?
Not yet.
Okay, listen, this summer, and I'm dreading it, but I know it's going to be a good time. Kids' first vacation, all that. But we have plans to fly with the kiddos.
Okay.
And they'll be, you know, at that point in time, like 18 months. They have to sit right on our lap the whole way. But I'm dreading this whole situation because I know how I am on flights.
Right.
And now I have to be responsible not only for myself, but for
at least you're one-on-one. You're not outnumbered.
You're right. But newsflash, I guess that's parenthood, where you're no longer responsible for just yourself. But you know how kids can be on flight. I just have this picture in my mind, and these sounds of children screaming and crying on a flight, and
this time they're going to be yours.
And I'm that guy, that parent.
I will wait at home for these videos other people will be posting of this couple from Ohio that gets escorted off the plane along with their twin boys.
I may have to go see my doctor, get a Xanax prescription for for this flight.
Just compare it to the amount of time you would be in the car and trying to care for them.
You know what?
From the front seat.
You put it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you drive from Ohio to Florida, what is it, 24 hours, something like that?
It's a long ways.
Or be in the air for like two and a half. Something.
Right.
So, yeah.
It'll be worth it in the end.
It outweighs it. Indeed. But I don't know. I'm still
as long as you can fit
situation.
All the baby gear within the allotted suitcases you're allowed to take.
Oh, no, it's going to be a nightmare. I mean, checking, you name it. We're going to have to check a little pack and play so I'm to sleep, and it's going to, I don't know. The checklist has begun.
Ew.
Just like the grooming process is underway.
Everything's a process.
It is. It is indeed. 99.9 WTUZ. If you like the sound of a sniffling, babbling brook, well, then we'll have that today.
I hope I can get through this without having to clear my throat.
You don't have that much, so I made it easy on you.
You did. Thank you.
Brooke's a little under the weather.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, does it make you feel any better that we're 87 days away from the first day of summer?
Yes.
Everybody,
yes.
87
Well,
days.
And I think we're starting to finally get into the spring weather, too.
Now, listen, obviously we'll experience summer weather, hopefully, before then.
Right.
But that's the first official day of summer.
87? That seems like a long ways away, though.
Hey, Brooke. It is a long ways away. That's the whole point, you doofus.
Well, hey, what'd I say?
All right.
Snot in my nose.
All right, snuffleupagus. Go ahead and break down Z News.
All right. In this day in history, back in 1980, Pink Floyd's The Wall broke the record for the longest charting pop album. And I can see why.
Do you ever listen to that album or any songs off of that album?
Yes.
Gotcha.
My brother had all that stuff, so I would take his CDs and listen to them.
Every time I would turn that on, my mom would know I'm up to no good. And she'd come down and, what are you doing down
check
here?
On you,
mom,
yeah.
Go upstairs.
In 1992, a judge in Indianapolis sentenced Mike Tyson to 6 years in prison for rape.
Yeah.
In 95, rapper Eazy-E died of AIDS in Los Angeles. He was only 31.
That was in 95, you said?
Yeah.
So
I just saw that the movie was straight out of Compton.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It is. But you know, I was so surprised. It was on Fox, I believe.
Wait, it was on
Uncensored.
TV?
Uncensored.
It was on TV?
It was on TV.
Huh.
It was like so many days ago I watched it, and they just let it all out there.
Alrighty.
I was very surprised.
And in that movie, there's a lot to be let out.
Yes. Of course, it was like 9 or 10 o'clock at night, but still, I was surprised at that.
Right.
But it's a good one. Good movie. And then 2000, American Beauty tops Academy Awards.
Great movie.
It was. Holidays for today is Make Up Your Own Holiday Day.
Today is Leave Work Early Day, everybody.
Oh, I like that one.
So I'm out of here.
Just take off work day. How about that?
It's too late. We're already here.
That's true.
So.
Well, that's all right. It's Purple Day.
Anything?
Wearing any purple, right. I don't think. Okay. No. And National Spinach Day.
Yuck.
Not even spinach dip.
No.
Oh, no. I love spinach dip.
I'm no Popeye.
All the time. if you want to know what's on TV tonight, American Idol Hollywood Week is on at 8 tonight. The Voice is also on at 8, and Kevin Can Wait is on at 8. In country music, Kelsey Ballerini and Jason Aldean have been added to the lineup of the 2018 NCAA March Madness Music Festival.
Yeah, that's next weekend in San Antonio. They'll be...
That's right. Yep.
They'll be performing. I don't know if it's indoor stage, outdoor. I don't know what the whole plan is.
You know what? I don't know.
All right.
But there's Ballerini. She's going to be at the AT&T block party celebration. And then Aldean, of course, is going to be headlining that.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Final Four in San Antone. By the way, Brooke, you know who's number one in our Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge?
It's a huge surprise there.
That would be none other than you, my
yes.
dear. By the way, who helped you fill out your bracket about 10 minutes to go?
You did.
Oh, just make
it. You actually made me do it.
Can you say that again, please?
You did.
Thank you, by the way, Brooke.
But my husband helped me pick the final winner.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes, but hopefully...
All right.
Villanova takes all. I don't, we'll see.
I think that's who I picked. Nah, I will fight your husband for the chance to take your bracket. For my champion?
Yeah.
Virginia.
Oh, okay.
But they lost, you know, opening weekend. So there's
okay,
that.
So
I have nobody in my final
oh.
four.
Oh.
So there's, you know.
See, I don't even remember who I picked, but I think I picked Villanova.
Yeah, typical. So damn typical.
I know.
That's normally who wins these things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody who fills theirs out.
I have no idea. And anything can happen. It is madness for sure.
Well, thanks,
crazy.
Brooke.
Yeah.
Hope you feel better.
Thanks.
Happy
that news kind of helped me feel a little bit better.
Did it? Great. I'm glad I could do that for you.